Welcome back.
Happy 10th episode. This is so exciting. This is also kind of hard because first episode with actual production.
I know. I'm feeling the heat. So if you catch us sweating at any point.
Are you feeling the heat from the lighting or
It's the turtle lamp is setting. Sending some heat through my body.
Anyways, we did keep the promise. We did say there was going to be video this week and we are delivering. So
what about segment promise? We were thinking 10 things. All I could come up with was 10 things we love about each other. Oh.
Anyways, what were you going to say?
We're on a different page. 10 things we love about each other.
I'm not prepared for that. Sorry.
Oh.
I didn't take any notes.
You couldn't come up with them on the spot?
Too much pressure.
That's fine. So no segment for our 10th episode, unfortunately. And also,
I mean, you could tell me 10 things you like about me.
I'm not prepared for that either.
Okay, moving on.
Driving over here, I was eating a croissant. So chocolate. I have to be aware that the cameras might also pick that up. Production, just give me a heads up if you're seeing any crumbs on me at any point. Because I was thinking, oh, nature valleys are messy. Y'all never tried eating a croissant in the car.
Oh, driving on the highway. That's kind of dangerous driving.
Yeah. Speaking of distracted driving.
Yes.
I wanted to talk about that today because there was a dog. There's a dog in the car next to me in the left lane.
Uh-huh.
And I know fines are in place for like texting and driving and stuff. But distracted driving when there's a dog, I can't even think about how many near accidents I've caused because I'm staring at dog hanging out window.
You're also distracted driving without any dog.
Okay, but I will, when pulled over by the officer, I will blame the dog being there. And Apple CarPlay being a little bit too intense these days. Like, there's a little too much you can do.
You gotta keep volume down at 5.
Yes, when you're pulling into a spot and stuff. Yeah, you know all the tips and tricks.
Yeah, but we're also not the best drivers, so don't take any advice from us.
Speak for yourself.
Okay. All right, so.
Moving on, first fight of 10. We don't have our notes ready.
Guys, this is pressure. But
I know, I'm actually feeling so hot, and I don't know if it's the red light or if it's like, am I turning red in the video? Because I can't feel it.
Okay, why don't you start us off with, you're going to hate this.
Oh, because that was right as, so as recording wrapped last week, we went for dinner, Jake and I, and he took a photo of me, and he showed me the photo. No, he first said, you're going to hate this, and he showed me the photo, and I thought it was kind of cute. So I said,
what am I hating?
Yeah, I said, that's kind of a rude thing. You know, like, I guess he saw something that I didn't.
But
I think that's pretty offensive to say to somebody, you're going to hate this photo.
Your man takes nice photos of you because mine takes awful photos of me.
Oh, no, it wasn't a nice photo. It was me like hung around and it was 0.5. So it wasn't a nice photo. But I just didn't think it was like, I don't think you're going to hate this was warranted, you know?
Do you feel like you ever have to instruct your partner on how to take photos for you? Because I honestly have to sit down with mine and be like, hold the camera at this angle.
What's that for? Like you're looking for an Instagram husband?
Not Instagram husband, but it's just like, there's been literally like skits on SNL about this where it's like, wife's always taking nice pictures of like the husband and the baby, but the husband always takes awful photos of like the wife.
Yeah.
So I just know that I take nice photos of people and I would like sometimes a nice photo to be taken of me. And maybe the issue is me. It's actually the subject matter.
Talent.
It's the subject matter.
It's the talent.
But yeah, I just think some people have an artistic eye and others do not. So.
Okay. You dragged him on that one.
Oh, he knows that. So.
Speaking of dragging husbands.
Yes. That's our new segment. Dragging our partners.
Dragging our partners.
That's not pretty healthy. So that could get us in trouble.
Who cares? We can deal with that after the fact. It's all for the sake of entertainment, as we are in the entertainment industry. So for this week's dragging our husbands.
Yeah.
I heard my husband, like, I was just TikTok doom scrolling last night in bed, and I heard like Velcros, Velcro strips attaching, detaching, and I couldn't turn my neck. And do you ever use this life hack of using your phone's camera as like a rear view mirror?
Sometimes, but also I'm not that lazy.
Okay. Well, I am that lazy. So I'm using my phone's camera as a rear view camera. And I just start looking at him. And then thankfully I use my camera because then I could start recording. Because he was in fact adjusting his adjustable chin strap. I'm not allowed to share photos of it or that's where I'll get in trouble.
That's how he got famous.
That's true. We can keep exploiting him.
Well, I might need your husband to share the link with mine because mine also needs that.
It's snoring?
Yes. It's too much.
What have you tried out so far?
Noise canceling AirPods are probably the best thing
to use. No Loop earplugs?
No. That's a sponsor for Loop headphones.
Yeah, we are sponsored by actually Nick and Cam, who are our production team.
This is when you look at the camera and you say, thank you, Loop.
Oh, I don't know which camera we're looking at. There's too many. It's overwhelming. But yeah, try Loop earplugs. Mouth tape. That's another one. Has he tried mouth tape?
Yeah, but that just comes off.
It doesn't just come off. They tear it off. I guess they, like, their brain quality is like, the tape. Yeah, they panic that they're like, they can't breathe. So it's just like inevitable it's going to come off. But yeah, there are definitely things. I'll let you know how the chin strap goes. We'll maybe make a 1 week update next week. I'll let you know. But as it's just like, I can't look at it. Like, it literally looks like he's going to wrestle me. Like, it looks
Does he wake up with red marks all over his face?
He took it off because it felt too loose last night. So, night one didn't go
unsuccessful.
Well. Unsuccessful. Okay. Not going to get a sponsorship there. But I'll keep you posted. I think we're going to get better. But I just can't look at him when we're going to bed because it looks like he's going to 5-star frog splash me. That's a WWE deep cut. In case you're a fan. Okay, speaking of TikTok doom scrolling before bed, you want to stop scrolling? Yeah.
Okay. So what TikToks do you pass by and actually stop and watch? Like, do you watch, I know you're ADHD, you be skipping TikToks, but is there one that you're like, you know what, I'm actually going to sit here and watch?
Yeah.
What's your guilty pleasure?
Yeah. Well, I'll first do the ones that I automatically switch. Like, okay. The ones that like interrupt the doom scroll are like financial advice, like weight loss advice, like any of those like negative... I don't like that. That's not what TikTok. TikTok is for fun and laughs.
You need to get off that TikTok. You need to set your algorithm.
I know, but I think my bank is communicating with TikTok and showing me the financial. I think there's an integration that's working behind the scenes.
That's good. Not branding. How would you explain that? That's good strategies for banks.
Yeah. Well, I think they're already on it. So I do.
You are
pass by those
if you're a victim to
to the TD Bank integration. So I scroll through those, any of those negative ones, pretty quickly, and then I watch like the 72 part like mom was CAS came to this house, and then it's like a story of like these awful parents, and then I'm watching those for like 8 hours, and then I have nightmares. So I usually get sucked into those, or cops pulling people over. Those are probably my doom scrolling evening talks. What about you?
Well, I'm going to say the ones I enjoy.
Okay.
And cake. Like watching people make cakes. Or as I previously said, Ikebana.
Oh, yeah?
But this week, I think my algorithm has just been throwing the cake content at me because I made Joey's birthday cake.
Yes. You are Buddy Velastro.
That was quite ambitious. Like, I would never recommend anyone to be like, yeah, I'll make their birthday cake while you're working full time and you work late hours.
You're doing too much this week.
I've had to start doing 6 a.m. Pilates to get extra time in my day. And that is not for me.
Okay, the cake looked good, but how did it taste?
That's what I was nervous for. Because
who cares if it looks good?
For me, I was like, who cares if it doesn't taste good? I just want it to look good.
Exactly.
Like, there was a theme, and I said, okay, I'm going to just make sure that it's following the theme. And I was so scared, though, because I started baking it on Tuesday, and I was following all these tips on TikTok.
Okay.
Obviously, like, any recipe I try and do, I fucked up, like, halfway through, and I was like, I don't know what to do. Like,
what'd you do? I didn't follow the recipe.
It wasn't, started mixing ingredients when I wasn't supposed
to. You said remix.
And I said, uh-oh. And also, like... Now I understand why buying cakes from people is so expensive, because one, the amount of time you have to put into that, and the ingredients, like, so expensive. But as I do, I brought it to ChatGPT and said, hey, Chat, fucked up the recipe. This is what I did when I wasn't supposed to do this. What do I do? And it gave me 4 solutions.
Okay.
So I just went with it. And cake turned out amazing yesterday, so...
I feel like you should have, because I do believe you're chipped, I think Chip should be able to speak back to you, and you just have it in your wrist. Hey, Chat, messed up my recipe. And then you have the meta glasses, and then it just rips through. Like, I feel like that's where you're living right now.
Someone hit me with the yesterday, but do you not feel bad the impact AI has on the climate? I said, I didn't know ChatGPT had such a climate impact, but I was educated yesterday, and apparently it does.
So okay, maybe, can you educate me and the audience?
Honestly, could not really tell you. All I heard was, it's not good for the environment, and I said, okay.
But I don't know.
And the topic
helpful.
Of wildfires going on in Canada and the little hazy air we've had in Toronto, I just had to sit there and listen. But yeah, that was quite concerning. PSA, I will try to reduce my ChatGPT consumption, and you should too.
Yeah, thankfully I spend most of my time on Candy Crush and TikTok, so I'm not using AI nearly as much as you are.
But
you got environmentalist.
Okay, more like gamer. That's what I was going to segue into. You got new Nintendo gamer. Switch. Gamer yes, girl.
That was news of the week. Got the Nintendo Switch too.
Unemployment has now got you to be gamer girl. I'm telling you, you should just be a Twitch streamer.
You'll
probably make more money.
I know. I should bring to production. I should bring this whole set onto Twitch.
They can do anything for you.
No, so I was in line for, we went to GameStop probably like 3 weeks ago and asked like what the drop's going to look like. I can't believe I just said that out loud. And they told us that we had to start lining up at approximately 10:30 p.m. outside of the mall.
10:30 p.m.
Yeah, for a midnight release.
Oh, I didn't know they had midnight releases. I thought it was just like early bird gets the worm.
Girl, you gotta get up on the gamer talk. So 10:30 p.m. we're to line up outside. So we bring chairs. We brought iPad. We were like ready.
This is giving like Boxing Day, like back in the day.
Trust me, it was like sneaker drop. Like, I've never lined up for, like, a sneaker or anything of that sort, but now I have. So, I'm in line, and it was so interesting. Like, when we got there, we set up our chairs right away, and we were, like, one of the lucky ones to have those chairs. Like, I was very appreciative for those lawn chairs. And we get there right away, and there's someone behind us, like, having an argument about, like, people who like Mario Kart or not, or, like, people are going to buy the bundle, but, like, nobody even plays Mario Kart anymore.
Oh, they had group discussion going.
Yeah, and I said, that's the only game I play. Like, I felt like I was invading. Like, I shouldn't have been there. I don't know, like, the ins and outs of the Nintendo space. Yeah. I felt like I was just cosplaying.
You were taking a Nintendo Switch away from someone who probably really wanted it more. Exactly.
It was, like, people who got Taylor Swift tickets that are,
like,
not Swifties, you know? That's what it felt like. So I'm in line here for this Nintendo Switch, and this group of three, like, cutest patooties came up behind us. One of them was wearing a gamer shirt, but pride flag, like, pride colors, and it said gamer, like, G-A-Y-M-E-R. Yes, and I was like, that is so good. So I felt like that was someone who was deserving of the Switch for certain.
Speaking of Pride Month, I don't know, now that we have video,
for anybody watching and not on Spotify,
we're celebrating Pride Month this month. I did have conference discussion this week.
Yes.
That
big
was
week for you.
That was a really big adult job. Really go? Nervous that people, there's this thing now that we have a podcast and our names are on it, I get nervous when like actual professional things like maybe look into us before doing things. I'm like, I really hope they don't see this podcast. As much as I love sharing things with you guys, but it does probably affect our what's the word? Not marketable. Anyways, just affects us. And so they introduced me to the speakers. There was like, I think 200 people that I was speaking to. Got a little nervous. And then they went off script. You never like going off script, especially when you've been prepared all week for it.
Off script? Another host on the panel or the moderator?
No, the person asking questions. They said, Kyle, we're going to go off script for a second. I said, oh no, not the off script.
You started talking your chip immediately.
I said, listen, tell me a good answer. I'm hearing something from production.
Yes, happy Pride Month. That is quite intimidating that you did that, but I think that's pretty impressive.
Intimidating, but like also I think growing up, I feel like my job is still like high school job. Like I feel like I'm surrounded by people that are just like fun energy and like don't take life too seriously. Yeah. Whether that's just nurses in general, like yeah, we'll take our job seriously and we'll make sure we're good at what we're doing. Yeah. But the people we're surrounded with are just like low key fun. And then I had a thought where I'm like, I never want like a job like corporate, like you know, or just like office jobs where you have like middle aged people that are taking their job too seriously, have no personality.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, thank God I've never been in a position. But then I'm like, what if I do get there one day? I don't have any experience working with like professional office people, you know?
Yeah, I think that like those days are gone. I tell myself because I've never worked a job.
I'm still not working. Those days are behind me.
Yeah, so the solution to that is just not work ever again. But I've also never worked in a job where I had to pretend professional.
You've been intimidated by some people, no? I've never been intimidated by my colleagues. Back to my boss.
That's crazy to me. I don't think you'll ever be affected by the corporate world, truthfully.
I hope not. Because
I also think, it's just all a game of pretend. Like, I think everyone has a fun, hopefully, a fun life outside of work. And then it's just like you put something on, but you don't need to. Like, we can just drop those we can just all have fun and still be productive, you know?
Yeah, show up. Just show up and get...
Maybe not talking back, though. That might be where the line is drawn in the corporate world.
But like I say to you, if I'm talking back or I'm making fun of you, then it's because I care, you know?
Yeah. So how's that in an annual performance review?
That's on the topic of... what did you write here? It was something about shedding... Are you throwing shade or shedding light?
Is that not the best way to reframe something? I saw that...
Like I'm always shedding light, so...
Oh, never throwing shade? Yeah, it's a tough one. It's a tough... What's the expression? Line to toe?
I've never heard of that. If you want to make that our expression of the week.
The expression of the week needs to just be us reworking expressions that we misuse. Anywho, it's a balance. It's a balancing act of, what did I just say? Shedding light or throwing shade. But I thought that's the best way to, it's I guess that you would just gaslight someone into being like, oh, that's shady. No, I'm just shedding light. Yeah. But I think that's a really...
I think it's kind of like the new no offense. You know when people say like no offense, but then they totally offend? No offense is out?
I think that's, we've been using that.
No, but I think it's just like a new Gen Z way of saying no offense.
Similar to what kills me most is I knew my prefrontal lobe was developed.
Oh, I don't use that.
Growing up, yeah. Maturing, but like I knew my prefrontal lobe was developed when I stopped.
Cool. You took psychology 105 in post-secondary.
Not the hair behind the ear. I like when you do that with no hair.
It's because I had wig on yesterday and I kept doing this. I was kind of giving you.
Your wig looked good though. Yeah, it was like better version of what my hair is.
You know what the craziest part of that is? Wig came like this and I did haircut in bathroom.
No way.
So my chopped haircut, DIY that? Better than your hair.
Oh, it looked good though. Did you get that on Amazon or did you go to a wig store for that?
Yeah, for $18 you too could get that wig.
Oh, it gave roots too. Like it was not it was not looking poor. Back to the Gen Z, Gen X. I don't even know what generation we're in right now. I feel like that's just thrown around. I've just used Gen X, I guess. Gen Z. Which one are we in?
XYZ.
Which one are we in? Fact checkers.
Okay. Oh, shit, it's alpha. Consensus. Nobody Gen in this alpha. Room knows wrong. Gen Alpha. So that's great.
That's what they call me. That's what they call me, Gen Alpha. No, my favorite thing this week of what we're blaming or expressions, but reasons to not take accountability is blaming our astrology signs. We've touched on this before. This is the horse we're going to beat well past dead.
Yes.
But it kills me when something bad is happening or like there's a, like you have a negative trait.
I'm so sorry, I'm an Aries.
Yeah.
Honestly, though, Aries do be shedding light. Oh, no, they'd be throwing shade. But they think they're shedding light.
The rework. No, but I think it's so funny that it's just like a fault that somebody has. No, I think it's funny that we find ways to not take accountability and just blame our signs. Like the most like, I can't even think of one on top of my head, even though this is something I wanted to discuss. But sorry, I can't stay organized. I'm a Taurus. That's simply not the case. Like, imagine that in a performance review. You're worried about not talking back to your boss.
You know what the best part, though, is? Because it's like you have your astrology sign, but then you have your rising and your moon.
No idea what that means.
So you can add it so many more and be like, oh, sorry, like, but my rising's a Gemini. So it's like you can justify any behavior, yes. But just being like, oh, my rising's so in this and my moon's in that. And for real, I love it. But I also just love people that are so educated on astrology.
Yeah.
Because I could sit and listen to those people talk. Like, I don't need therapy.
But do you think anyone's actually educated or are they like just, they also just
they're all repeating the same TikTok? I think some, like, I honestly think people that like astrology, like, do read astrology books.
Couldn't be me.
One person I work with practices tarot cards.
Really?
And actually tries to understand them. Yeah.
I've never tried.
So,
but that would be a cool 10th.
Oh, to have like tarot reader here. Yes. We could have asked like the progress of our podcast. Like, yes. Where do you see us in the future? That would be interesting. But I personally love people that love astrology. So.
Okay. Well, I just thought it was kind of funny that we can just justify things. There's a bit of a bug in here.
It's all about perspective.
Speaking of lack of justification, not really, but were you following Elon and Don's fights this week?
Did you see interviewer ask AOC? And her response was, the girls are fighting.
Yes. Yeah.
Honestly, AOC for president.
Yeah. I thought that was quite wild. I can't believe that was happening live before our very eyes. Like last week we were talking about Justin...
But they've kind of like put their beef aside. They're supposed to meet, I forget what day next week, but their feud has kind of stopped and they're supposed to get together again.
Well, I saw they're going to rekindle their romance. I saw a
toxic relationship
TikTok that immunity TikTok. I speak of it as like we're a whole group of people. The internet wants Elon to be granted immunity so that he can. We're going to feed into conspiracy theories here. If they can do it, then I can.
We're on the topic of astrology, though. So
it's conspiracy. Perfect. It's all a big conspiracy. But they want Elon to be granted immunity so that he can expose that the election was rigged. Because he would know.
Dun dun. But also, like, do we really trust anything he says? Like, he's so neurotic and I think angry. Like, his feud is so emotionally driven that it's like you could just be saying anything. And I'm sure there's truth to everything he said. And I think Donald Trump is a piece of shit. So yeah. I'll believe anything Elon wants to say negatively about Trump.
Yeah.
But it is just, it's like, I don't believe either of you, to be honest.
Yeah. I also don't know what would come of that. Like if Elon just tweets.
He's trying to just save his stock right now. He's trying to get that back up.
That's true.
He asked chat, how do I get my stocks back up? And it's
He was an early, I think he was affiliated with OpenAI way back.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what came of it, but we're not a source of truth for anything. So, oh, do you have someone who scared you this week?
Let me think about
this. This doesn't need to be weekly. This can be at whatever cadence we see fit. Yep. People that are really scaring me. So back to the keyboard swipers.
Mm-hmm.
This week's people with those mega water bottles. Mega, M-E-G-A, not M-A-G-A. Those people that go to the gym with water bottles that have like 7 a.m. through midnight.
That's good. That means they're drinking water.
Refill one. Refill an Owala.
I'm not to say anything because I just don't drink water at all. I don't think I've had water in 3 days, but...
Do you need water? There's water in your coffee, like enough to get by.
Exactly.
But I just can't imagine. I guess that's part of heavy. The workout.
That's the hardest. That's the workout is walking around with that thing because that's easily 10 pounds.
It's also just, it can't sit in a cup holder. It is the least practical. What's your favorite dish? A mug. You know,
Demi Lovato? She just got married.
She looked wonderful.
She had 4 different dresses.
And she looked so wonderful.
Yeah. But she's probably still annoying.
Yeah.
But we're not here to talk about.
You think she's annoying?
Yeah, I think she's actually very annoying.
Tell me why.
That's the vibe I get from her. Okay. The stars tell me.
The stars. You did a tarot read on her?
I don't know. Just like you see content on her line and I just feel like she's so mix up and back and forth. I don't think she's consistent.
Okay.
Are
any of us?
Speaking of consistency, JoJo Siwa.
Yes.
Do you want to talk about JoJo?
What, her boyfriend?
Celebrity lookalike.
Who did it better? Me or JoJo? Ooh.
Really hard to...
It's a tough, really hard it's to a tough toss.
No, just kidding. But yeah, it is really wild that JoJo Siwa...
Did she leave her girlfriend for...
Yes.
She left girlfriend for...
Yes, big brother guy, who is apparently douchey, but I just saw Gabby and Trisha talking about this on their podcast.
Are they
and
friends with JoJo?
They support JoJo through and through. They don't support him. Like, okay. They think he's the issue.
From reality, he's a reality TV star? Or reality TV star? Oh, throwback.
Usually reality TV stars, they are a little yucky.
Yeah.
I guess you could call it.
Yeah.
I feel like they have a lot of like badness behind them. But
like politicians.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's both kind of like...
The worst is when they're
wired kind of similarly.
Politicians on reality TV show.
They have those?
Southern Charm, T-Rav.
Oh, I think he's going through financial trouble. It might have been fake news. I saw it on Facebook the other day.
I don't know. That's a bad combo. He's selling one of his. I don't support that.
Yeah. But I think they are kind of wired similarly, actually. That was an epiphany I just had. Reality TV stars and politicians.
Well, it's all...
Like, you just, like, want to be seen.
Yeah. And you're playing into this person that you probably aren't. And I feel like
the risks don't outweigh... I think the risks are heavier than...
Come on, expression.
You know what I'm trying to say.
Come on, expression you know what I'm of the week. Say.
You can see our brain, or my 3 brain cells, like going into the risks outweigh the benefit. Yeah, is that the right way?
I get it. So who cares?
It's an if you know, you know. But back to your thought about our podcast interfering with our careers. Firstly, they'll love us for us. Like the right employee will love us for us. But you have to think about reality TV stars.
What about them?
Like, they put themselves in a dangerous position when they have real jobs.
But like we kind of talked about this before. It's like you are going on reality TV show knowing you're going to be like put on full blast.
Yeah.
Like don't like I don't have any like empathy for them.
But they have real jobs. So they're like they are in our podcast is not reaching the likes of Metas and big techs of the world, whereas them, the girlies could be watching the
Bravo. I feel like a lot of people that are on those shows are like either like tech companies or like creative content. Like it's all like influential. Like them being on that show is helping
Jesse
them.
Solomon was like in investment banking
before. And what Summer do they House. Do now? Not that
influencer.
Exactly.
Investor. They're probably making more banking?
Money. They're probably making more money from all of that stuff, just making content creation.
Probably more work-life balance.
And having
but
fun.
But imagine when your career dries up and then what, you're just back applying for those jobs?
Well, I
that's
think,
the walk of shame.
But I think
like
they
no
also
other.
Probably just invest that money. That'd be like, they probably have financial advisors telling them what to do.
Us.
Yeah. So
us providing financial advice.
But you do, did you wanted to talk about reality TV breakups just on the...
Yeah, because like I, again...
Do you get upset when there's a reality TV breakup because you're so invested in these people?
Yeah, I just like, I think it's, I've been watching Summer House for like a little too long.
Mm-hmm.
And I really wish my co-host would as well. But beyond the point, Amanda and Kyle going through like turmoil. You know them at least, right? Okay, popular couple. But this week in the reunion episode, she shared that she was 1 foot out at the beginning of the summer. And like watching that on TV.
They also just got married, no?
I think like 2 years ago, but they've been together for like, I don't know, 7 to 8. But I think watching that on TV is kind of, it's kind of sick that we like consume this content and it's like enjoyable. Like it's like a fun Thursday night, easy watch. And then you're watching this couple break up before your very eyes. And it's hard to like, it's hard to tell yourself that this is not real, you know? It's hard to be like, oh, this is just TV because you're so invested at this point. Yeah. So I think it's kind of sad. I need to change my TV habits. Because it's, I think it's starting to affect me personally.
I think you just need a social media break all in all. You've talked about taking a break off TikTok.
Have I?
Well, you said you replaced it with Candy Crush. Yes. So.
I've lowered my screen time for TikTok. But yeah, I definitely don't think. I saw a funny TikTok yesterday, actually, that was like, how are we watching like mass devastations? And then we scroll to a haul. Like the next video is like someone's clothing haul, like within the span of like 30 seconds and like that's, what that's so doing. They're that's like, it's irreversible damage to
our
brain.
That's interesting because I don't know. Did you ever, you don't watch movies and stuff, but did you ever watch Hunger Games?
No.
Anyways, do you understand the concept of the movie? Like there's districts, there's like people from each district and they're like fighting against each other to be the last one standing and okay. like be the winner. Anyways,
the conch?
I saw an interview with the author of the book and it was like, how did you come up with this idea? And she said it was her literally going through channels on the TV where she had like destruction or people starving, and then you're going to like TV shows, and then that's how she came up with the idea of having all these different districts of like coming from so many different walks of life and coming together to like fight it out. And so yeah, like to your point, scrolling on TikTok and be like, wow, that's
and that like, was like well before that was like long in, that was form when we content were in primary school. Now we're like ripping through.
Oh, fast too. Yeah. And also like you kind of lose like empathy because you're just like oh, swipe.
Yeah.
You know?
But I think TikTok has done wonders for like just enlightening us about things that are going on around the world. So I do think there's benefits, but do you think the pros outweigh the cons?
Of like TikTok and stuff?
Yeah, and stuff.
Yeah, like I said last week, I wouldn't know there was frog jumping competitions in this world if it wasn't for that.
He's edumacated.
But I also saw something interesting on the topic of like generations and Gen Z, Gen Alpha, Gen whatever. That our Gen Z is like such an interesting generation because we grew up at like old school, like DVDs, CDs, but also grew up when the internet was like really going full force and social media and like how we were the first consumers of it.
Yeah.
And kind of like... how we were the guinea pigs. Like now you grow up and it's like, we were always told, be careful what you post online and yeah. all that stuff. But it's like, we were the first victims of Ask FM, yeah. Tumblr, anonymous questions, like all that stuff. And I was like, that's so interesting because we got to experience the old and the new.
Yeah.
And we can do both. But it was just like really interesting to kind of read on that and be like, how each generation's different. But
speaking of, my dad had the most boomer moment this week. And the guy doesn't use socials or anything of that sort. And we were driving behind a car and the car said clutch on it. And my dad said, look, that guy has a sticker that says clutch just so he can show people that like he knows how manual. To drive. I said, that's the car company. So you ought to feel bad for the folks who are just, it's as though he was living in.
Ignorance is bliss.
Exactly.
So.
Exactly. But imagine he was going out in the wild saying that to other people. Like, at least I have the grace to say, unfortunately, that's.
Not right.
That's not what that bumper sticker is telling us, but.
You kind of wanted to talk about Service Ontario's seniors. Why did you want to revisit? Oh, that was. You really have a bone to pick with Service Ontario.
Okay, well, I've been at Service Ontario 25 times in the last week, so that's where my bone stems from. But what happened this week, so there's a kiosk. It's now like a deli. Like, you know when you go to the deli and you get, I don't know if they still do that, you pull a ticket.
You get a
and
number.
Like, yeah, exactly. So Service Ontario now does that. And this, after we had sat down, this woman comes in and is like manning the kiosk. Not Service Ontario employee, just... You'd think she worked for the company that supplied that kiosk. She was just standing there and like helping people. And then I noticed a trend. Trend was really helping the elderly folk that came in there alone. And I said, that's very sweet of her, but I was watching with caution. And then she started talking to them. So this, she would help the seniors get their ticket and then she'd sit down with them. And then she's talking to them. This happened there was three victims at least in the hour or whatever we were waiting there. And she'd start chatting with them, ask them where they're from, like what, like are they growing their own gardens? Like, whoa, very sweet conversations. And then they asked her what she does. And she says she helps seniors downsize.
What?
I felt if I was a movie maker, that was a Netflix documentary in the making. Like, she was giving scammer preying on. She old even people, said vulnerable she populations. Even said to the seniors, "You came in here alone, all by yourself." No. And I said, "That's the that
you should
is."
Have called 911. You should have said you're giving red flags.
No, I should have called like a movie studio and just let them know that this, if this is not yet a movie, it's gonna happen. It's gonna be a Netflix documentary.
I think
it
is a movie. I think like literally Nicole Kidman has one on Prime production.
Nursing.
Something about
she's like a she yeah, takes advantage
and like
as a
long-term
nurse.
Care and
but
old,
yeah
old people.
It was like downsizing seniors, like what, you go into their homes, take all their valuables and then send them off to their small homes with I don't know whatever they have less
yeah
left,
it's
whatever
a thing.
You deem I thought it was the most mind-boggling and I was
that's
just,
wild to see in public.
It was just witnessing it, like it felt like I was watching true crime.
Yeah, you probably were. You probably should have done something about that.
I should probably Crime Stoppers.
Know who
reward.
I wanted to call this week? PETA.
Oh no.
Because at work yesterday, why, and I'm not going to drop the address, but why in downtown core did they have petting zoo set up?
What?
In the downtown core, they had white picket fence, donkeys and sheeps on concrete with maybe three pieces of hay.
There's
and
no way.
All these people waiting in line
There's
to go
no
in
way.
And like pet them and take pictures.
What was the initiative?
I don't know. This area, they often have like pop-up events. And I'm like, firstly, whose job is this? Like, they throw the most wild shit ever. And I'm like, PETA needs to come shut this down. Like, they do not belong to be on this hot-ass concrete yeah. in the middle of this hazy-ass air. And just, like, being tortured by all these people.
That
I honestly
crazy.
Wanted to go, like, open the fence myself and let them run out. I was so not about it.
That is crazy. That was, like, when I was in Ireland and I went to go visit the baby lambs. And they weren't expecting our visit. They had not. I guess this is more of a peak tourist season. Like, I was there in December. And I guess if you're there, like, in the summer months, they really care for the baby lambs. And they, like, prove them that they're whatever. You know, they're, like, really cared for. And then when we stroll up. Cold morning in December, no one's awake. Like, they live on the property, no one is awake to like even let us see the baby lambs. And when we did get into them and we start talking with the person, we're like, how often are these babies fed? Like, they're prepping bottles for us. And they say, oh, whenever tourists are here. I don't know why I didn't stop in my tracks and call PETA in that moment.
All these moments. You should be have them on speed dial. You're finding yourself on all these situations where you need to call
Crime Stoppers, PETA.
I just thought it was like so wild. That's like someone really thought about, like, you know what people need right now? Petting zoo. Like,
you don't, was there no company? Like, it wasn't for like
no,
mental
it's
health
part
or
of, like the building. It's like they always have events for it's like an office space and they have like events going on in the day to help like the office
that
workers
is a
and
weird
the public
event.
And they always do random things and I was like, no one was asking for this.
Yeah,
no one thought they needed to pet a donkey today.
But you did say there's a lineup. There
yes.
was people who wanted to
people
go.
Loved it. But I was like, this is so interesting. It's not like puppy, like, you know how there's like puppies where they bring to the office and have like young puppy therapy?
Yeah.
Or it's like they do like dog yoga and all that stuff. And it's like, okay, maybe I get it. Like, maybe there's a market for that. They don't need petting zoo downtown core. That's, I don't know if that's hot take. Definitely not hot take. Because if you think that's okay, I have a problem with you.
Fair. Same with the Houston Rodeo.
Yes.
PETA needs to shut down all. And if you're a, if you are a rodeo, if you're a person in the rodeo, then maybe they won't agree with this take. But that was a very non-PETA friendly.
Not that petting zoos and all this stuff remind me of like breeding, but like breeding as in like making babies and stuff.
Not animals.
But have you seen those TikToks of people that play Sims? Have you seen those TikToks?
That's the name of our podcast. Have you seen those TikToks?
And people like it. Yeah, honestly, if you don't, what it means to you.
Exactly.
But have you ever seen those TikToks where people are playing Sims, going back to gamers, and they're doing all these like wild things?
I don't even understand Sims. Is it like Habbo Hotel? Like, do you build?
You build your house. You have your person. You're building personality. You have interactions. It's a
like
whole...
it's like real life but on a video. Like you just play house
basically.
Okay.
But it's like some of the crazy shit people do where it's like they'll will build a pool in their backyard and then they get their person to go swimming and then they like get rid of the ladder and then the person drowns in their pool. It's like some like wild, like if you're doing that, I think you're an issue too.
Like the sign, the early like, stages that should be, of psychopath.
Exactly.
It's like lighting things on fire, killing animals, and drowning your Sims.
Killing your Sims, yeah. So something else people have been doing is they'll like have some nasty like witch on Sims with like such bad like genetics. Like genetics were not on their side. And then they'll see, let's see how many times I can breed these bad genes out of my Sims character. And they'll take this person with like a huge nose and like pointed ears and just like, and then put it with like a picture perfect Sim and they'll breed it and they'll do like generations and then they'll be like, oh, it took 5 like generations to breed all those bad traits out of my Sims character. And I'm like, what is this scientific experimenting going on with Sims? But
I just like to say, you told me that I should spend a little less time on TikTok. The fact that you made it to that side of it, I think goes to show you've been spending a little bit. And what does it say about you that your algorithm is showing you that?
My algorithm's curated.
Exactly. So back to the psychopath test of you killing animals.
There's a lot of psychopaths.
Last week it's frogs.
There's a lot of things. There's a lot of red flags. Just wait till you're falling asleep to true crime.
Speaking of, this red light is reminding me of when you came into the house.
When I came home with candles lit and red light, Philips Hue red light on, and you were sleeping.
Yeah.
That was terrifying. Tell the listeners. That's it. Imagine coming home to that.
And we were dog sitting at the time.
When you were your side hustle, maybe you should be doing that. You're unemployed. This is a time to be doing Rover.
I don't know that that was really, I think it was more stress inducing than it was rewarding financially. But no, we had a dog. I think it was one of your clients actually. We were dog sitting.
One of my clients.
We were dog sitting and the dog.
One of my clients where I took their dog to the vet with hit them with like a $1,200 vet bill while they were on vacation.
That dog was duping, or the dog did end up having something wrong with it.
No.
No,
it was
faking?
Anxious. It was just anxiety.
No.
Yeah.
How do dogs know how to fake that? I see that all the time. Dogs fake like limps and stuff.
I know, but it was giving like
it didn't break character.
Yeah. If you were in my situation, you would take it to the vet too.
Oh, for sure. It was like 2 days of limping. People I'm worried about this week. Have you seen Justin Bieber's Instagram?
Yeah, but he's going through it. You keep bringing this up, but he's going through like trials and stuff.
What trials?
The P. Diddy.
Oh, I thought you meant like trials and tribulations, like just like hard times. He's going through a trying time. No, that's absolutely fair. But I'm just like it's.
You're concerned.
Watching his Instagram.
Your Bell Let's Talk.
Yeah, I've never looked at it so regularly. So this may have been a thing for years. But the Instagram now is a little bit... It's raising a little bit of flags for me. I'm a bit concerned for him.
You should join, Facebook groups. You know how there's, like, true crime Facebook groups?
That's how the Luca Magnotta...
Yes.
Remember Luca Magnotta girl? I still follow her on Facebook. I still see what she's up to. She's still... if you haven't seen that documentary, listeners, it's fantastic. And did she solve the crime?
her or, in the Facebook community.
She was that like, yeah, was she had a that's big my, break.
That, I would love that. That is something I wish I could do.
Yeah, like why a woman should be, why that shouldn't that's be a like male-dominated
when we moved to workforce. Austin, I searched before getting there if there was like any murders and stuff.
Oh, that's a weird thing to do before you move to a new city.
You were out here looking at a sex offenders list, so you're no better. Anyways, I went on seeing if there was like any murders. You're alone in a new city. You gotta like be aware of this stuff. Like if you're not aware, you could be the next victim.
Yeah, you needed your camo gun.
So I joined the Lady Bird Killer Facebook group.
Oh my god.
I was trying to be that girl from that Netflix documentary. And occasionally I still see like updates because they haven't found this person.
I joined that Facebook group when we moved there, and before I knew you were coming, like the first week, I joined ATX Girls Hangouts. Like
oh,
in the hopes
you have
of
to
making
share,
friends.
Share this story.
What story?
Your ATX girlfriend story.
I never met up with anyone, but I did use it as like it was
nobody
amazing.
Nobody talks about that when you move to a new city, just like
how do you make friends?
How to do anything.
Facebook groups.
Like
so I used ATX Girls Hangout, and people would post like their whole profiles and like I'm going to the park today by myself, like if anyone wants to hang. If I was a predator, I would join these groups and just infiltrate.
And just like,
people need to be safer. Happens. Their whole profiles are on there. Speaking of Facebook, I saw the craziest marketplace find this week. It was a very beautiful dress. It was a wedding gown. And
you thought about buying it?
No, just renewing our vows at year two just so I can wear a dress. No, very beautiful dress. And in the description of it was wedding was called off. Dresses for sale.
But how much?
The bravery.
$300?
No, I don't think so.
It was way more.
I screenshotted it. I can post it as our...
That's interesting. You would think, like... Do you think you'd be, like, traumatized by that
experience? $4,000.
Okay, she's trying to just probably...
Wedding was called off. Paid just over $5,000 for it. Never worn.
Okay, audience.
Still haven't picked it up.
Audience.
It's still at the
has not been fitted for me
yet. Oh no, the picture's looking pretty
but
fitted.
But do you think, like, what would you do? Would you be traumatized by that? Like, you bought the dress, wedding was called off. Would you go, like, would you be traumatized by it that you're like, I don't want to wear this dress, like, I'm associating this dress with this moment? Or would you be like, I loved the dress so much, I don't give a fuck.
Oh, keep it for when you do get married again? I don't know. I think
you'd
be so...
And then save yourself the stress of having to go find a dress after you just went through all of that. That's time.
I don't know if that's saving stress or more, like you said.
But what would you do?
Well, I think you'd be so in the hole financially if you called off your wedding that late because your deposit's already gone out. You're like, you may have already, like, how many installments do you make for a wedding? 2 to 3? I don't know. What do we know?
That's what I say. Depends on how much money you have.
Like, Klarna?
Yeah.
You're like $425 every week.
Limit you have on your credit.
Exactly. Yeah. Whatever the installments are, but if it was that called off where she already has, like, it's already been fitted, it's her dress, then she's probably quite in the hole financially that I think you'd have to try to sell it. Like, try to salvage any money.
That's sad.
Yeah. That's, I just felt that like that was crazy that she posted
new,
it. I was like,
that should be
so
one of
brave.
Our new segments. Like, we have
pegs.
To go through Facebook, find, like, funny ass. Well,
they're
that's
crazy.
Sad. But just, like, things you just wouldn't normally scroll across.
Or, like, anything across. People sell. Like, you would think, I think it's so funny because there's stuff, like, when we declutter our homes or downsize for seniors.
Nobody wants our stuff, though.
That's what you think. But then you see things that people post online and they're obviously being sold. There's a big market for this.
Yeah. The influx on prices on Facebook Marketplace is also wild, though.
It's too much. Oh, but you're in Toronto, so you have, like, the resellers, like, those people that go, like you. Kylie used to go to Value Village before she found Pilates, used to go to Value Village every morning.
And resell.
And
that
fight
was nice.
Fight with
other
resellers.
And I would resell stuff on Facebook Marketplace. It was a good, like, stream of income.
Yeah. Would you sell your dress or you'd wear it?
I think I would repurpose it.
To what?
I don't know. I would...
Skirt and corset.
That's
same but different.
That's giving cunts if you were to do that. I think that's so cool if you're like, oh, wedding was called off, but I'm gonna now make this dress something I want, you know?
I guess it really depends,
like,
on why,
like,
the wedding was called
that's
off.
That's like epitome of, like, rebranding. This was me.
I knew this my prefrontal lobe was developed when I repurposed my wedding dress. Yeah, that's fair.
Do you have anything else for us to share?
No, but I'm wearing white pants right now. And I just thought of, I, like, while putting my pants on this morning, not only did I was stuck in traffic and I was really nervous about, I was drinking my coffee, so I was a bit nervous about what was the scene of the crime would look like, if you know what I'm saying, if you're picking up what I'm putting down. But that's not what I wanted to share. But I put on white pants this morning and I thought about growing up, like watching What Not to Wear. Did you ever watch that with Stacey and Clinton?
I loved that show.
They didn't really serve for like watching it back. Yeah. Maybe it was fashionable in the time, but
they always really dressed people appropriate for like
their that body type generation.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, they did. They did. They actually were quite impressive. But watching that, and it was like, never wear white after Labor Day. Do you know, it took me about like 18 years to realize Labor Day was like September long weekend and not the day after giving birth. I thought you couldn't wear white. I thought you couldn't wear white after giving birth.
That was you and only you.
Yeah, no, nobody corrected me. Yeah. So I think about that frequently. Whenever I put my white pants on, I'm like, yeah, I can still wear it because I'm no kids in sight. No kids anytime soon.
Get a job, have kids, and go on mat leave. That would be wild.
A life
unemployment hack? Straight to mat leave. But speaking of wild shows, did you ever watch that other show, kind of controversial, of like people that just like weren't conventionally attractive? And then I think it was called The Swan or something. And they brought all these like women on the show, and then they had them
a deep cut. What channel is this found on?
I think this was TLC like, or Slice or something like that. But they would make these women go through the like craziest boot camp and have every plastic surgery procedure done and like full makeover transitions. And then by the end of the thing, they would choose who the prettiest girl was. And it was like a whole reveal. You've never seen that show?
No, I've never even, it doesn't ring any bells at least.
Oh my God, that was toxic TV. Like, people talk about like America's Next Top Model and all those shows being toxic, but yes. But that show, like putting people under the surgery,
yeah,
and all of that was wild.
Same with not same, because it didn't involve any like body like procedures or anything, but remember that show with Ty, what's his name, the house flipper, who like revealed your home, like he would find
move
a family.
That bus that one.
Yes, Leah, where they drive in front of it or they drive away from it. That show like really was damaging for families, because like I think the tax implications after the fact
was like too much.
Yeah, like they couldn't afford it.
That's
like
wild.
He like really, yeah,
screwed families over.
I don't know if that was, again, don't know if this is factual. I just saw a TikTok on it one time, and to me that's as factual as it gets. But another toxic show, speaking about reality TV breakups and how gutting those are, remember that show where that British woman would come in? It was like the financial.
The house, or oh, I thought you were going to say the babysitter.
And it was and like the number one reason for divorce in America is financial. And then they like bring
she
in
always
like
had her little briefcase, yes, and she'd come, yes, out of it.
And she'd like talk to the kids.
She put them like in their place.
Yes.
People
Wait,
needed
what
her.
Was that? Was that the same show, or is that two,
yes,
different shows?
It was the same
what
show.
Was that show called? It was like Babysitter, or like.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Oh what it was man, that. TV back then, there was no rules.
TV back
no
then
rules,
was
no
so
regulations,
good.
And it was just.
I would be pissed though if like I actually had someone to come to my house and like I go in there and I fucking hated it.
Yeah.
I'd
well,
be like,
they would. They did some crazy stuff. Like,
yeah,
some
that,
crazy.
Like, so like concepts.
Basketball, yes, courts for the bath, for the, your bedroom. And I
or
guess
like
kids like that.
Sand
stuff.
Floor bathroom.
Oh, that's disgusting. Yeah, that, remember they used to do carpet in bathroom, which is crazy. That sounds like a.
That's one trend not coming back.
A mold.
Anyways,
infestation.
Should we wrap it up with our expression this week? Because I, this week actually was given one. By
your someone. Team?
Yeah, my team.
Exactly. Your team has come forward again?
So my team reached out to me and said, can you tell me the expression? They're currently reading a book. Expression is, wouldn't say boo to a goose. I feel like I get this, but we could bring it to production. I would love some engagement.
Wouldn't say boo to a goose.
Wouldn't say boo to a goose. I don't know. I don't know what the tone is here.
Well,
but
you know that in the University of Waterloo had a issue this year where the goose were attacking people?
Geese are terrifying.
So, I think Nick's right. I think you don't want to upset a goose.
Don't, yeah. If they're, like, happy, just
don't
let them
ruffle
be.
Any feathers.
Yeah. It's a British idiom. Ooh. That's a whole nother topic.
Can you use that? Can you use that in a sentence?
Used to describe someone who is very shy, timid, or gentle. The kind of person who is so mild-mannered they wouldn't even startle a goose by saying boo.
Wait,
oh, so you're
wait,
so shy that you wouldn't even go up to a goose.
Oh, wouldn't hurt a fly.
Yeah. Huh.
I like how when we do these,
We always say the opposite thing.
Yeah, I always do a different expression to explain it, and they're probably not even. So back to the idiom, could you please...
Saying boo is something most people could do without much courage, but even that is too much for the person in question. So you're so shy, you're so scared, you can't even say boo. What a diss.
That's good. Like, when you're in a fight with somebody, you couldn't even say boo to a goose. I'll keep that one in my back pocket.
Honestly, I wish I could just, like, remember every expression. I know. Honestly, I think I could.
I know. That should we could have a scroll. Wait,
our
that'd
tenth,
be cool.
Our 10th episode.
Yes, we all have of a scroll expression. For our expression.
But yeah, I think that's pretty much it for this week.
Okay. That was...
mediocre.
Below. Below.
But...
it only goes up from here, right?
Yeah. This is first time where we have live audience, so...
Yeah, I was too shy. I was too shy. Back is so sweaty right now. Anyone gives me a hug, you're gonna stick.
All right. Bye.
Bye.